It's time for our regular monthly update with our friends at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, UPHP, and the business development manager, Jennifer Claus, joins us in the studio this morning. We're talking about the Medicare annual enrollment period. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's start with just a basic question. What is the Medicare annual enrollment period?
Well, it's actually the Medicare Advantage annual enrollment period. It's a period that occurs every year from October 15th through December 7th, and that gives Medicare enrollees the ability to choose or change their health plan for the upcoming plan year, which in this case would be January 1st of 2019.
What are some of those changes that are options? What can they do?
Well, they can, if they already have a Medicare Advantage plan, they could choose a new plan, or if they don't have an Advantage plan, maybe they are getting their benefits through Original Medicare and a supplemental program, or maybe just Original Medicare and a Part D plan, they can then choose an Advantage plan. So they have the opportunity once a year to select a plan for the following year.
What are the advantages, I guess, or why do this? Why go through this?
Well, because things change. Your needs change as you go through your daily life. Mm-hmm. You know, your health changes. And the plans themselves, they can change from year to year. So it's important that they take a look at their annual notice of change that they'll receive from their current plan, if they have one now, or that they look at the benefits of the program, that whatever program they're enrolled with now, and they look to see what changes are going to be made and how that is affecting their health now.
I guess the question that comes to my mind is that this seems like a program that overall is fairly important for those reasons as well. Wouldn't you say that having those options is an important part of it?
It is, because as your health changes and as the plans themselves change, the plan may no longer meet your needs. So it's important to take a look at your current plan and or however you receive benefits and look to how that's changing. If there's a changing in the premium, maybe you want to take a look at that and make a decision if you need to change a plan to that it maybe is cheaper or that offers some benefits that you don't currently have now.
Who is eligible for this? Who is this? Who can take advantage of this program?
That would be anybody who has Medicare Parts A and B and who lives in the plan service area. So if you're looking at a particular plan, then you want to make sure that they cover the providers that you see. So that would be a Medicare enrollee would be anybody who is age 65 and older, and or sometimes an individual who may have specific disabilities or end-stage renal disease.
What is that period again? What is the window for this now to do this?
October 15th through December 7th.
You talk about folks that already have it. If someone doesn't have it, let's say they're not enrolled in Medicare right now, what's the process that they can do to get into the program?
Well, you have to be age 65 or older or qualify maybe due to a disability, mm-hmm. or something. So you would have to enroll in Medicare before you could choose a Medicare Advantage plan. And mm-hmm. and once you become eligible for Medicare, then you're typically eligible for an initial election period where you can select your plan at that time. And there really are two main ways of getting your Medicare benefits, and that's through Original Medicare with a Part D or supplemental plan. Part D, of course, is the prescription drug plan, or through a Medicare Advantage plan that may or may not include prescription drugs.
Now, when someone is looking at a Medicare Advantage plan, what should they consider when they're choosing? Maybe they're making changes or they're getting involved with it. What should they be looking at?
So during this annual enrollment period, it's really important that you take a look first at how you're obtaining your benefits now. You want to look at how is that plan working for you? Does it cost too much, or are you comfortable with what you're paying? And also, if you have a plan now, how is that plan changing for the upcoming plan year, which starts January 1st? And so then take a look at how are the benefits changing, how is the premium changing, and if you're comfortable with those changes. Then also you want to take a look at what kind of changes you expect. Are you planning a surgery or something? Take a look at the benefits of the plans that are available to you for the upcoming plan year. Is your doctor participating with the plan that you're interested in or that you have now? Your prescription drugs, how are they covered now, and are they covered for next year? Again, cost is important. You want to include, when you're looking at that and you're thinking about your budget for 2019, make sure you include your Part B premiums as well as the plan premiums, your deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance, max out-of-pocket limits. Those things all add up. So you want to make sure that you're including all of those when you're thinking about your budget for the next year.
Well, I'm curious then, with all this information, how someone can find out some more information. Maybe they have some questions. They want to find out about the various plans, program options. What's the best way to do that?
Of course, there's always the Medicare.gov website. There's a lot of great information on that website, including a plan finder in which you can compare the plans available for your area. You can also contact your local health insurance agent. They can help you compare plans, as well as UPCAP. They have counselors there that can help you. And of course, you can always go to uphp.com/Medicare. And we have a great guide that is free that you can view that explains Medicare and your options available.
Jennifer Claus in the studio with us this morning. Lots of good information. She's the business development manager. We're talking about the Medicare Advantage plan and the annual enrollment period. Thanks for your time this morning, and this is very good information.
Thank you.